It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team was held to a season-low 29% shooting from the field in a 55-48 road loss to Colby Community College and Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play on Saturday. The loss is the team's fifth straight, which marks the program's longest losing streak since dropping 9 in a row to conclude the 2019-2020 season. The T-Birds struggled in the tightly matched defensive game with Colby. Cloud County shot 29% from the field, including 25% from the floor in the second half. The T-Birds shot only 21.7% from behind the arc, turned the ball over 17 times, and were out-rebounded 42-24 in the contest. Colby also outscored Cloud County in bench points, points in the paint, and second chance points. Freshman guard Kamaya Muldrow was the lone T-Bird in double figures with 19 points to go with 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 1 steal. Freshman forward Layla Washington followed with 9 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. Cloud County never led by more than 1 point the entire second half. The team's final lead of the game came on a bucket in the lane by Washington in the closing minutes of the third quarter. The Colby Trojans nailed a 3-pointer at the end of the period to go ahead for good at 39-37. Momentum stayed with Colby the rest of the way. Cloud County cut the deficit to 1 point at 3 separate intervals in the fourth quarter, but the Trojans were able to hold off the T-Birds by limiting Cloud County to 1 made field goal in the game's final 4 minutes. The T-Birds will host Coffeyville Community College Wednesday night at 6 p.m. in Arley Bryant Gymnasium.